Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Jack Moline. Over the past few decades, heartbreaking revelations of the sexual abuse of children in various religious entities in this country and beyond have surfaced, tarnishing reputations and collapsing membership numbers. And the epidemic of abuse transcends secular settings and all too often appears in family contexts. Spirits are damaged, trust is destroyed, and both are so essential to the recovery of abuse survivors, separate from issues of punishment and other consequences for the abusers. A successful leader in the tech industry, Todd McKay is just one of the many millions of Americans who has seen firsthand the impact that abuse can have. But he's one of the few who have felt compelled to try mending some of the glaring holes in our national response to the needs of survivors, not with a decades-long campaign for reform, but with an urgent, maybe even obsessive, push to create a vehicle to help and help now. Todd, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell me, what is the just-launched Help Here Heal project?
So we formed this project as our family was directly impacted by sexual abuse. And we realized going through our journey that unfortunately insurance companies don't cover a lot of the costs associated with healing. Our family was directly, I would say somewhere in the area of $9,000 or so out of pocket. We were fortunate enough to be able to write those checks and get the services needed. And it kind of, as we went through this journey, it just stuck in my head and it kept creeping up frequently, that, you know, the cost of services shouldn't be a barrier to people healing. So, last year, I kind of put pen to paper. We kind of, you know, vacillated between kind of what we were going to do to help people, because there's a lot of amazing organizations out there doing amazing work. But no one directly financially supporting survivors that needed therapeutic support. So that's kind of where we kind of pinpointed, this is what we're going to do. So we got our 501c3 just about a year ago. We officially launched last week, and it was almost year to date from us getting our 501c3. We were very thoughtful on the members we would bring onto our board to make sure that we were successful and kind of move forward. And in the last week, we've had 7 inquiries for services already.
Wow. Why is it the direct support model that is the way to go, rather than creating an infrastructure of some kind that people can lean into?
So I think that directly, you know, a lot of people give to bigger organizations. They focus more around programming and so on and so forth. What we're looking to do is, if you come in to helphereheal.org, we have a Get Help link, and within 3 to 5 days, you are going to have your first appointment. I think that when you've decided to make that step, it's urgent to follow up and get you in for those services immediately, because I think that there's opportunity where maybe you're in a specific moment where you want the support or you want the help, and then you kind of vacillate over days. And a lot of therapeutic, you know, if you start calling around to, you know, yourself, to individual providers, you may have a 6-month wait, and we're going to get that for you in 3 to 5 days.
So obviously it's more than just giving somebody a financial pool to draw from. What are the resources you're offering to those who need them?
So we've partnered with ThriveWorks. They have, I may not have the numbers actually definite, but I think 354 brick and mortar locations across the country and 3,500 online therapists. So we'll be providing trauma and you know, people specializing in sexual abuse and trauma.
How can survivors of child sexual abuse who need help reach out right now for the help that they need?
Yep, you come to helphereheal.org, and right at the top, there's a Get Help link, and we connect you directly with ThriveWorks. We have a dedicated phone number. We have a dedicated rep. They're very familiar with what we're doing, with the sensitivity of what this caller or submission, if you do the online form, and kind of where that person's mental state, if you will, is at. So we have a great team on the ThriveWorks side ready to help as soon as someone reaches out.
Does someone need to qualify in some way, or is there a process for approval, or is it just whatever people represent?
You come in, you submit the form, you make the phone call, and we schedule you. If you have insurance, we'll deal with that later. It's more about getting you immediate services. And then if you do have insurance, we'll ThriveWorks will process that and do that later. But that's not a barrier to get your first or second appointment.
Great. And how can listeners help support this work with donations as well as spreading the word?
Absolutely. You can go to our website. We have a donate button. You can text the word HEAL, H-E-A-L, to 801-801, and that will bring you directly to our donate page as well.
Todd McKay is founder of Help Hear Heal, a new initiative that provides victims of child sexual abuse with scholarship funds for essential therapeutic services to gain the skills needed to live a life worth living. The website is helphearheal.org, all one word, and we'll link to it from the stateofbelief.com website. Todd, I can't thank you enough for taking this time to be with us on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. And if you need support, if you're willing to donate, we'd love to have you visit our website and get involved.
Before we go, this is my last week sitting behind this microphone, though you likely haven't heard the last of me. It also happens to be the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. In synagogue, we will proclaim, "Today the world was born," not just for Jews, but for everyone. We celebrate the occasion by renewing our relationships, asking for pardon, accepting apologies, and foregoing the demand that others somehow capitulate to our judgment. I'll call it radical forgiveness, and at least spiritually, it creates a clean slate for the year ahead. That's what State of Belief embarks on next week, and that's what I wish for all of our listeners, a good year and good listening. That's all the time we have for this week's show. Your donations help keep us on the air. Information on how to donate is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and be part of the conversation. Social media helps connect like-minded people in conversation and company. I'd ask you to share State of Belief with just one person this week for whom you think this might be helpful. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, go team. I'm Jack Moline. That's State of Belief.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.